This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, Big Trouble at a Small Town Paper.
Santa Barbara is a very, very beautiful community. With what's happening at the Santa Barbara News Press, there's disruption in paradise.
First, this.
We know that Al-Qaeda hates many things about America and the West, but when it comes to groups that Al-Qaeda hates enough to mention by name, here's one that may surprise you. The Rotary Club. That's right, you might think Rotarians are just a bunch of middle-aged guys in middle America, but Al-Qaeda thinks they are a worldwide threat to it. Here to explain why is Jonathan Schwartz. He's written on the subject for the online magazine Slate. Jonathan, welcome to Day to Day. And how do we know that groups like Al-Qaeda and Hamas hate the Rotary Club?
This shows up in all kinds of Islamic literature. It's in an Al-Qaeda training document that was found in England in 2000. It has appeared in a newspaper in Turkey, in Egyptian newspapers, in the Hamas charter, even in textbooks in Saudi high schools.
And in these lists, the Rotary Club shows up with sort of Zionist organizations and things. How is it that the Rotary Club is linked with these other groups that Al-Qaeda doesn't like?
Rotary started in 1905 in Chicago, and by the 20s, it had spread all over the world. It had 20,000 members, including Albert Schweitzer. And confused non-Rotarians immediately suspected that Rotary clubs were an outgrowth of the Masons. And while it's hard to remember now, anti-Mason sentiment, a belief that the Masons were attempting to take over the world, used to be really strong all over the place.
The Masons, we'll note, were founded in England in the early 1700s. The Rotary Club, founded, as you say, in Chicago in the early 1900s by a group of businessmen and called the Rotary Club because they'd meet in each other's houses from time to time.
That's right. And in fact, of the four businessmen who started Rotary, one was definitely a Mason. Another one may have been. And some Rotary clubs only allowed Masons to join, but that had ended by the time the Rotary clubs were a couple of decades old. They really had no connection to the Masons, except, again, in the minds of confused onlookers.
Now, the Masons are suspected of trying to control the world and take over various governments, and Al-Qaeda thinks that they are the spearhead of Western influence and maybe an anti-Islamic kind of edge?
Al-Qaeda sees international Zionism as behind everything, and then the Masons are an outgrowth of international Zionism, and then Rotary clubs are an outgrowth of the Masons. It's all part of one big conspiracy against Islam.
Toward the end of your article in Slate, you actually concede that maybe the Islamists are, they've got something when they distrust the Rotarians, but not really in the way that they think.
The most amazing thing of all of this is that while it's, of course, mostly crazy, it's actually not 100% crazy. Not the Rotary clubs, but the Masons. The Masons actually were one way that British and French colonialism operated in the Mideast. Western businessmen would open lodges overseas. They would invite their local counterparts to join. And, you know, certainly neither the European nor the Middle Eastern businessmen who joined were particularly pro-democracy. The Grand Master of the Lodge in Istanbul was actually the British ambassador, and he initiated the Ottoman Grand Vizier into the Lodge. This kind of thing happened all over the place.
There must be an international Rotarians chairperson or organization or something. Have they said anything about appearing on Al-Qaeda's list? I mean, do they try to defend themselves or what?
You know, they don't. They try to be very clear that they're non-sectarian, that they are open to all religions, and they just try not to get into it. And up until now, that seems really to have worked.
Jonathan, are you a Rotarian by any chance?
You know, that's a fair question. I am not part of the Rotarian conspiracy, but I'm actually part of the force that really does control the universe, which is, of course, the Shriners.
Opinion and analysis from Jonathan Schwartz. You can find his article about Al-Qaeda's hatred of Rotary clubs at Slate.com. Jonathan, thank you.
Thanks.